I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The spotlight that was shining uncomfortably on Greece last week has shifted over to Italy now, and the globe's financial markets are holding their breath yet again. Today, Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi said he will resign, but only after the Italian parliament approves key financial reforms demanded by the European Union. When that will be is not certain. Berlusconi's decision came after an earlier vote in parliament showed he had lost his majority there. The World's Jerry Haddon reports.
It was supposed to be a straightforward budget vote, but given Italy's growing financial turmoil, it became a referendum on Prime Minister Berlusconi himself. The budget measure passed, but several of Berlusconi's ruling allies abstained from voting, depriving him of a majority. Berlusconi was said to be incredulous at the results, but the number of people publicly defecting from Berlusconi has been growing in recent days, so much so that the Italian press has been predicting his political demise with more confidence than ever. Longtime supporter Ida DiPolito recently quit Berlusconi's People of Liberty party. Before today's vote, she said Berlusconi must step down for the good of the nation. Can we carry on like this, she asked? Can we stay there watching this slow agony of our country unfold? In essence, DiPolito says, it's time to do something to help solve Italy's economic troubles. Those troubles, high debt, low growth, have driven Italy's borrowing costs close to 7% on the international markets. The biggest political blow against Berlusconi landed this morning when Umberto Bossi, head of the conservative Northern League, told the prime minister to step down. In the past, Berlusconi needed only to overcome domestic detractors, and he's proven a master at that. But today, the threat comes as much from abroad: the markets, the European Union, the International Monetary Fund. Everyone's scared the euro debt crisis will spread to Italy next. That pressure pushed Berlusconi to write a letter to the EU promising approval for a whole list of financial reforms. And last week, the prime minister was forced to accept IMF monitoring of those reforms. Both moves have locked Italy's financial reputation with its political shenanigans. And that seems to have prompted some of Berlusconi's own supporters to start thinking about a future without him in power. Lucio Malan is a senator from the ruling People of Liberty party.
Whether this cabinet survives or not, in fact, I think that the measures that we promised to take in this letter to the European Union must be kept. And I think that we will approve those measures. We will pass them into law, whether Berlusconi survives this week or not as a full-fledged prime minister.
The vote today may have been humiliating for Berlusconi, but it allows Italy's prime minister to hang on, at least for a little while longer. Whether the markets like that scenario is another matter. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon.